And you're listening to Of Note here on KUAF Public Radio. I'm Katie Henriksen. Well, if you'd like to hear the entirety of that piano trio from Schumann, you'll have a chance to do so tonight as part of the KUAF Fulbright Chamber Music Concerts. It's the last one of the season, and Stephen Gates, festival organizer, along with Jeffrey Robson, a violinist in a trio who's also performing tonight, came by to talk about tonight's concert. Tell us a little bit about this concert.
Well, as you say, it's the last one of the summer, number six of six, and I think it's a really interesting program in that, you know, widely varied styles. And with me today is Jeffrey Robson, who is a violinist from Little Rock, who was here with us last summer. And he plays in a trio in Little Rock, and the whole trio is here this summer. And his trio, called Trio Arkansas, is playing the first half of our program tonight. And since he's here specifically for that, because I don't know that much about it, let me ask you, Jeff, first of all, if you'd talk about the trio, the people in it and all of that nice stuff.
Yeah, and thank you. And thank you for having me on. And thanks again for having me back.
Well, we're having fun.
He must like you or something.
There you go.
We're really excited to bring the trio up here. And the Trio Arkansas, we've been together really about a year and a half. And none of us are native Arkansans, but we're all transplants, two of us to Little Rock and our pianist Lewis to Hot Springs. And we all met and started sort of just doing chamber music reading sessions, and it basically formed a group, and we started putting on concerts and have been doing more and more. And so we decided to give ourselves a name, and we're and one of the things we're committed to, in addition to performing all over the state of Arkansas, but also performing works by Arkansas composers. And that's exactly what we'll be doing. Tonight we're going to play a work by Karen Griebling, who's a composer and faculty member at Hendrix College in Conway. And she wrote this piece, Wildfire, for piano trio, actually for the Concord Trio. And ironically enough, the Concord Trio, the cellist Norman Fisher, was the teacher of our cellist, David Gerstein. So, she showed us this piece, and we performed it for the first time last year, and we're going to play it again up here tonight.
Can you say anything? So, you know, when people hear about a contemporary piece, right, either they get all excited or they get a little bit nervous. Do you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, the piece, I think it's at the beginning of the program, so everyone will be hearing this with fresh ears. And I think very often when that's the case, you really are you can be surprised by what doesn't sound weird to you, you know. And I think it's a very harmonious and beautiful piece. While it's intended to capture sort of the force and almost, you know, awful, but in the full of awe sense, nature of a wildfire as seen from an airplane flying above it, you know, quite high, which the composer actually was in the situation to do and saw a wildfire in the ground. And kind of the idea is that there's a little germ of music, like a sort of representing a single spark that can start a wildfire that spreads in all sorts of different directions. And it's a dramatic piece, but it's also got a certain sort of separation and serenity to it, and I think everyone will find it really quite interesting.
Well, it's pretty exciting for us. We have played some music by we have two composers on our faculty here, mm-hmm. and we've played some music by Robert Mueller during the summer festival, not this summer but in the past. And so it's really nice to have some contemporary music. And also, as you well know, contemporary music usually takes quite a long time to prepare. Mm-hmm. And you all were able to come to town with it all prepared,
which is
wonderful for us.
Very advantageous in this situation. And so then we've paired it with Schumann First Piano Trio, which is maybe his most famous of the three trios, I believe. And it was interesting, we were rehearsing it yesterday after we'd rehearsed the Griebling. And I think it makes an interesting pairing because it makes you realize this Schumann, which is kind of mid, you know, deep romantic music. I mean, we think of it as accessible and you know, and melodic and lush and everything. But this music has a has a certain insanity to it that really almost, you know, is magnified after you've heard the Griebling, and the Schumann sounds almost as crazy as, you know, something contemporary written 10 years ago, at least the way it's come across to me.
As I mentioned to you coming over here, we did the piano quartet last week by Schumann, and so it's a nice dose of Schumann.
Yes.
Which, I mean, how do you, it's hard to do better.
Yeah, I love Schumann.
But... there are always things in Schumann that surprise me, and I run and look at the score and try to say, can this be right? But it always is, you know? And so there are very contemporary, or as you say, almost crazy things that one finds in Schumann.
Yeah, well, it's a bit like a book that you read over and over again that you love and you find something new in every time you read it. Schumann, you know, he's known for having been bipolar, obviously, and had a, you know, this affected his personal life and his composition, and his music is so it's well thought out and organized in a classical way, but it's almost spastic in the way that these different moods shift, and it's very brooding and you know, full of schwung, you know, sweep and lots of passion, but lighthearted moments, and levity goes, and then it really in the middle of the piece really goes down into the depths, and it's just a great piece.
With sometimes manic sorts of things. Yeah. After intermission, the way this sort of got planned and worked out was that then after intermission, Jeffrey and David Gerstein, who's the cellist in Trio Arkansas, will join four of us who have been playing off and on this summer. Eugene Kong playing violin, and Paolo Eskich and Andrew Thompson are playing viola, and I'll play cello, in a string sextet by Tchaikovsky called Souvenir of Florence. And in our program notes, our colleague Martin Nedbal, who wrote all our program notes, mentions that it's the connection to Florence is very, very, very tenuous, that he jotted down one of the tunes, and that was about it. But what people find is what they find in the music. Now, Jeff, you could add a lot to what I just said, I'm sure.
Well, it's interesting because Tchaikovsky was always roundly criticized by his contemporaries and colleagues, other composers in Russia, for not being Russian enough, you know. And we think of the Nutcracker, and we think of
very Russian.
Yeah, very Russian. And this piece, too, although there's definitely... I find a little bit of maybe Mediterranean warmth in this music. I think it's a great deal of warmth. Yeah, it's very passionate. The first movement is full of first movement is in a minor key, but it's got tons of energy. And then the second movement, which features a great duet between violin and cello, which will be played by Eugene and Stephen here, and it sounds gorgeous yesterday in rehearsal. You know, it's just this incredibly singing, lyrical, arioso movements. And then the third movement, how's the third movement go? No, it's not a scherzo as you might expect, but it's in two, and it's a very Russian sounding kind of modal theme. And then the fourth movement is faster, but much the same. But it's, if you love Tchaikovsky, you will love this piece.
No,
it's really,
no doubt. It strikes me as if he had, you know, it's almost like everybody knows his symphonies and it's kind of almost like if he had written a symphony for string sextet. I mean, we're all very busy all the time, it seems.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's a huge piece, but an awful lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a real gem. It doesn't get played a whole lot because, you know,
hard to get together six string players.
You have to hire six people to play it,
especially two viola players.
and of course, it's very challenging and everything. And, you know, the Tchaikovsky has his string serenade that probably gets played quite a bit more often. But this really is a... it's a wonderful piece. I think everyone will really enjoy it.
Tchaikovsky or reception concert, just to close off here, I guess, since we're both talking, I want the last word.
Yeah.
Where the concert's at 7:30, Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall. Lots of free parking in the Stadium Drive garage. And as always, there will be an opportunity for people to donate because the concert is free.
Guys, thanks so much for coming in and talking about the concert. It sounds really
Katie,
amazing.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Katie.
Stephen Gates and Jeffrey Robson performing tonight as part of the KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival finale.